I've got the pleasure here to talk with Tom Bias, Growth Energy. And Tom, we've known you for a while, and it's my first chance to get to talk to me in your new position with Growth Energy, so I want to congratulate you on that. And here at this 25th Annual Fuel Ethanol Workshop, it seems like we've got pretty darn good attendance from the industry, which may even be better than some had expected. From your perspective, let's first get your thoughts on the conference so far.
Well, I think it's gone excellent, Chuck. Big crowd. I think everyone's really interested in moving forward. Collectively, we all know how important this industry is, not only to rural America, but to all Americans. And I think you can feel that. Obviously, you know, we're going through some rough spots economically, but I think people are optimistic. And I think at the end of the day, we'll all win on this.
How would you describe the mood of producers and those you've had a chance to interact with here?
Well, I think they all know that what we do in this industry is right, whether it's creating jobs in rural America, whether it's providing a profitable market for farmers, whether it's revitalizing our rural communities, protecting our national security, or reducing our dependence on foreign oil. We all know that's right, and I think there's a real desire on part of most to get out there and tell that message, because we see some of the criticisms and we know it's not true. The food versus fuel, that was one of the biggest lies ever told in Washington. We see this indirect land use connection, and people are saying that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. Why don't we take that blend cap off and move forward so this industry can do even greater things for America?
Well, when you talk about what you're having to deal with in Washington, D.C. right now, especially this indirect land use thing, what's Growth Energy doing right now in terms of trying to deal with that situation?
Well, we've been really aggressive on this issue, Chuck, because, number one, we don't think it ever should have been passed as part of the 2007 Energy Act. Two, we don't know who put it in there. We don't know. We haven't found anyone willing to admit they had anything to do with it. But most importantly, it's not based on a universally accepted science or modeling or facts or economics. It's based on some concept someone had that said, how you farm in America is going to destroy the forest in Brazil. There's no connection whatsoever to that. We can prove that. And so we've been aggressive. We went to Colin Peterson, chairman of the House Ag Committee, and asked him to help us address this legislatively. The chairman introduced a bill, got virtually every House Ag Committee member on it. He's in negotiations with the leadership to strip this thing out of the law, and I think that's the right move. Why accept something that should never been put in the first place? So we've been aggressive on that issue.
Well, you've been aggressive in some other ways, too, and I'd like to just get you to comment on the fact that what we have known for a number of years is the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition is now becoming sort of a division, I guess, maybe, of Growth Energy?
Yeah, they're joining up with us, and that's really exciting, Chuck, because, they've spent well over a decade out there marketing and working on the marketing components of ethanol and the flex fuel vehicles and the E85 pumps, and we really need it. Without that infrastructure, it's tough to distribute these products, and we think that's all key components. You have to deal with the legislative, the policy front, but you got to deal with the marketing component as well, and that's a huge component. And we're excited to have NEVC on board, and obviously Phil and all of his expertise, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a very a competent team to go out, and let's tell our story, and let's address our challenges, and let's take advantage, more importantly, of our opportunities.
Well, we wish you the best here as we move through another of these fuel ethanol workshops. Hard to believe it's been 25. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.